The Osgood File, sponsored by OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The insurgents are using the last arrows in their quivers, according to Iraq's president, but it's what he said next that had various officials trying to explain that he meant to say something else. More after this from Charlie. The latest outrage in Iraq. Bombs exploding at a Baghdad soccer field, killing 12 players and spectators ranging in age from 15 to 25. But despite Iraq's infestation of Sunni insurgents, Shiite militias, rogue police, and self-employed gunmen, President Jalal Talabani said in Baghdad Wednesday that the insurgents were using, quote, the last arrows in their quivers. It was a line reminiscent of our own vice president.
I think they're in the last throes, if you will, of the insurgency.
And then Talabani made this statement, words that should be music to Americans no matter where they stand on the war. Talabani said, quote, we are highly optimistic that we will terminate terrorism this year. This year. Even if he's talking in terms of the Islamic calendar, where the current year doesn't end until January 19th, that's sooner than a lot of us dared hope for. But just as remarkable as the statement itself was the number of clarifications it seemed to require. President Bush's staff said Talabani was referring only to the beginning of a process for Iraqis to assume control, not the final step. Talabani's own media advisor also said it referred to a process, not the result. As for Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, we'll be able to draw down our forces as conditions permit, leading one to wonder, merely as a matter of innocent curiosity, suppose the Iraqi president pronounces terrorism conquered, but the United States doesn't feel the conditions permit the withdrawal of our forces. Well, that, as they say, is a hypothetical. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, August 3rd, 2006.